2 hours of the finest new alternative music.
Tune into The Breakdown
every Saturday between 3 and 5 p.m.
only on Sheffield Live.
Every Sunday morning at 9, join me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Each week we'll be exploring the wonderful world of modern jazz. From hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sheffield Live.
Yes, I'm the best special requests. Yes, I'm the best special requests. Popular demand, drop the best song, your chest on the breast song for the girl, then.
A special request. A special request.
A special request. Yeah, welcome back, folks.
Yeah, hour two. We've all survived hour one.
Yeah.
Thanks. Apart from one listener who's gone to bed.
Is that 50% of our audience?
Yes. There's a good chance we might lose the other 50%. But, you know.
Shout out to Listen Again crew.
Yes, as always. The people that are keeping us going with their abuse. Usually around Tuesday or Wednesday, of a message to one or both of us saying, where's the show?
We haven't uploaded it yet.
Yeah. Oh, where's my show? Where's my show?
We've got commitments. Yes. Busy people.
Yeah, we've got other things. We've got jobs, families, allotments, partners, dogs.
There's not enough hours in the day, is there?
Unfortunately, there isn't.
Yeah. So, just before the break, you heard Horace Andy with Stop the Fuss, the disco mix from a Wacky's 12-inch, and also from an album recorded for Wacky's Dancehall Style album from 1982, like seminal peak Wacky's there.
I had no idea that was a Wacky's.
Bonkers production.
Yeah.
So scratchy and raw, but like in such a cool way. That album sort of pretty seminal, or like important for his sort of proto pre-foundational work for what would come with Massive Attack, I guess.
So it is, yeah, Dancehall Style.
That's the album.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've just found a good link here to an in-depth article, which I'll link in the show notes. I won't try and paraphrase it quickly for the listener. I'll save you. I'll save that for myself. Procrastination fodder for some time this week. The classic, when I'm on a call, that could have been an email.
Yeah, so that's got some of the tunes that would end up being turned into new songs by Massive Attack and resung by Horace.
Yeah, like Spying Glass.
Yeah, it's on there. There's some other... the Couscous version as well, which is... I don't know. There's like Money One as well.
Yeah.
Money One. Anyway, so yeah, if you like Massive Attack, go listen to that album. If you haven't heard it, it's amazing. And then after the little link break, ads, whatever. You heard Mannix with Special Requests, classic 1991 breakbeat. That is...
I was very much into that.
So that's one half of Four Hero.
Was it?
Is it Mark Anthony Clare? Yeah.
Mark so Mack.
His solo project from 91 when he was doing his hardcore breakbeat stuff. When did I hear that? I think it was on some sort of DJ Hype ropey video from like the early 90s. So him DJing with that. So like shazamming his tune. So like, oh, what's this? Need this.
Yeah, that's me all the time. Like, how'd I get this? Oh, it's £700. There's like four copies.
Yeah, to be fair, this one's not silly expensive.
Is it not?
No, I mean, I'm not rushing out to buy it. It's pricey enough to put me off.
Yeah, but I mean, also, realistically, what do either of us need?
We're not playing any hardcore piano breakbeats.
Early 90s hardcore. I mean, we're available. If you want to book us for that, we could totally do it.
Any excuse needed to buy more records, I don't need it.
This is very true. But yeah, if you do want to book us, get in touch. Go to thenighttrain.co.uk, find the socials.
Yeah, we're low effort, not fussy, as you can tell.
Yeah, very reasonably priced.
Oh, very.
Okay, right, so we're going to play a bit more music now and be back in a bit.
You look into my eyes, I go out of my mind. I can't see anything, 'cause it's lust that make blind. I can't help myself, I can't break the spell. I can't even try, I'm in over my head. You got under my skin, I got no strength at all in the state. Can't
Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
I forgot to put the mic in front of my face.
I mean, we've done worse.
We have done worse. That. yeah, so this is the Night Train here on Sheffield Live. Playing music, talking nonsense till 11 o'clock, or whatever time it is near you.
Yeah, not. We'll count it down, so 36 minutes to go. So there you go.
Yes, and then we're out of here. Sweet relief of back home.
For everyone.
I'll be honest, this is probably the most hastily made show I've ever made.
Well, I mean...
It doesn't show
a lot, does it? But it's not much worse than our normal show.
Well, that's what, yeah. That's, not really.
Last week's was pretty messy.
Yes, but a lot of fun. Part of me, yeah, this week, I was thinking, maybe we should do more shows with records. And then I just thought, all that's going to do is get me stressed out with how many records are laying around my house. so I was like, that's going to be a bad idea. Because, yeah, when I went to pack the records last week, grabbed my record box, still had the 45s in there from the previous show at least 10 weeks before. So that shows how studious I am with my filing and whatnot. Right, so.
Yeah, three songs for you there. Kicking off with the Sugar Babes. And you might think, what are they doing playing Sugar Babes? It's not the first time we've played that.
It's not.
That is Too Lost in You. But the various production remix, which came out on some sort of 12-inch or EP in 2005, strictly bootleg business. That is not an official rework, I should say.
I loved various productions. It's almost ungooglable.
Yeah, I think they did on purpose. I feel like they made that joke in Peep Show. I'm sure they said that the band in Peep Show was called like Various Artists or something for that same reason. but yeah, you can get that on a 12 or an EP, backed with a Brandy remix. So that's dating it.
Yeah. after that, we had Gavsborg from May 2020 with a track called Did Not Make This for Jar 9, featuring Shanique Marie. That wasn't the one I actually wanted to play. That is available on a split 7. I actually meant to play the other side, but pick that and then... I'm in a hurry now. It's too late. I said I like it, so that would not sound out of place on one of our weirdo shows.
Yes. I think you're right.
So yeah, if you want to go back to listen to those, don't know who wants to do that, but the playlist is available on mixcloud.com/radio, mixcloud.com/radio night train. We've got a bunch of playlists on there. You probably have to go on the desktop site, because the mobile site
is diabolical,
isn't it? Yeah, so have a look on there. I think there's a playlist that says weirdo shows. It's basically every 25th show we play some odd stuff for 2 hours. Some people's favourite shows.
Yes.
So they're our favourite listeners. No, you're all our favourite listeners.
Yes, the listeners are not the enemy. Remember.
Yes, always need reminding. Thanks, I do always need reminding.
So, what was the closer? Oh, yeah. Leon Bridges and, I want to say,
Katie? Yeah, I'd go with that.
And that was Like a Ship. So they were covering Pastor T.L. Barrett's gospel number from 1971. That has recently been released on Numero Group's Eccentric Souls series. They do one where they sort of pair a cover with an original.
Oh, nice.
You can get that on a 45. That's the A, Pastor O'Barra on the B. I think it looks like it was actually done in 2021 for some sort of charity album. And also, reading the same article, says that Leon Bridges is no stranger to a good cover version, as he's done apparently a really good version of Genuine's Pony. Which, yeah, it's got me intrigued, let's say.
We'll have to dig that out, give that a listen. Right.
So coming to a future show near you.
Oh, absolutely. We've never
never done the cover show.
We haven't. It feels too Route One, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I know. We could do a covers vinyl show or something like to make it
make
more
it
niche.
Hard. Yeah. I mean,
or covers 45 show.
There's something in there.
Yeah, we'll go back to the drawing board on that one. We shouldn't have it on air planning meetings. No. Not even planning, just throwing ideas in the air.
Thought showers, brainstorming.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take this offline.
Word mumbles.
Yes, we'll
shouting stuff out.
We're just going to have to synergize and get our ideas out. Okay, right, let's play some music on a piano.
Thank you.
That was relaxing.
Perfect soothing sounds.
Certainly was.
Taking us home.
So apologies if anyone has drifted off at the wrong time.
If you're driving to work.
Yes. Apologies to the Listen Again crew.
Working in a factory.
It's Wednesday morning, or you're listening live. Somebody's, you're working the overnight shift and somebody's worked on Sheffield Live. That was the classic Night Train final set of the night. Bringing it home, all instrumentals. Now I think about it.
Lovely stuff. So yeah, we started out with Gwigwi Maribi with Numisamkaya.
Yeah, that looks good.
I know, my South African. so that's an album called Mbakanga that's been released by Honest John. So originally from 1967, recorded in the UK. He's a South African jazz sort of dance artist. Came out playing with Hume Masekela in the Jazz Dazzlers in the 50s, then came to the UK in 61. And sort of worked on that, was working on a musical show or something. Anyway, ended up recording an album in 67 with the backing band of the Blue Notes, which includes Chris McGregor, an artist we played before, on piano. But yes, that one's back out on Honest John's, so yeah, go cop that.
Was that on a London Is The Place For Me comp?
Yeah, also on Honest John's, yeah.
I thought I'd heard that before.
Yeah, and the backing band also featuring a lot of those recordings as well.
After that, we went back to 1959. Bill Evans Trio, Peace, from the album Everybody Digs Bill Evans, released in 1959. I accidentally deleted my notes. I could have done the classic Spinning Jazz featuring so-and-so. So if you're into a well-produced show with extensive liner notes and research, then Sunday mornings 9 to 11 on this station, Spinning Jazz with Pete. You can also cop all of his old shows, I think, on his blog. He puts all of those up. Then that last one, which is 10 minutes and effectively three notes. It's Aphex Twin with number 19, sort of colloquially known as Stone in Focus, from Selected Ambient Works Volume 2, which has just been announced a couple of weeks ago, I guess.
Yeah, mega reissue.
Yep, so it's available again on cassette. Double CD, £300 box set.
Yeah, with some sort of handcrafted wooden limited edition box.
Yes, with some sort of metal plate on the front as well.
It's outrageous.
There was hot debate in the forums of whether or not it would oxidise or not and go green. People were like, I don't want it to go green. And other people were like, no, I want it to go green.
Yeah, that would look cool.
But yeah, that's $300. I thought about it, just buying it for comedy value. Yeah. I just thought,
see that on the wall.
Yeah, it's like four LPs. You got the quadruple.
Yeah,
so once that comes out in October, I think, is that when it's getting?
I feel like that's probably our most played song now.
It's probably up there
on the beds. I'm not going to count the beds, obviously.
Yeah, there's definitely four, five, maybe five times, which for a 10-minute song is actually pretty good. there was one before that as well. Another instrumental.
Oh, Boards of Canada.
Yes, yeah. Slow This Bird Down from the Campfire Head Phase, which is the third album from the Scottish duo on Warp Records back in 2005. The big hit doing some heavy lifting in that sentence, was Davian Cowboy. That's the big one. Got a lot of MTV play. That's probably around about the years that MTV just about stopped playing music and then just segued into reality TV
nonsense shows.
Yes, pretty much. I know that it's got a really good video for that, which has got the guy doing the parachute jump from super high up. The old guy who wasn't the dude that did it for Red Bull.
Yeah,
so that's a good video if you feel that way inclined. Right, we'll be back next week, possibly with a guest mix, because we realise we've got some that we need to play. People have been really kind to send them in, so it's the least we can do to put them out. We've got one more to play tonight, which is Souls of Mischief, That's When You're Lost, featuring Pep Love. I think they were in Manchester a couple of weeks ago, and good time is had by all who went. So yeah, we'll play this and see you next week.
Yeah.
Who's been lost, man? No sense of direction.
Spin your loose.